It seems that teacher John Nagowski has more than a little in common with his personal hero Mark Twain. Twain got his literary start as a newspaper reporter. So did Nagowski, most recently as sports writer for the Tallahassee Democrat. But Nagowski gave up writing for teaching, and what he's been teaching at Gadsden County High School is Twain's The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn.
You know, it's a book about racial harmony, and we don't have that. You know, it's better, certainly, than when I was a kid, but you see what's going on with the president right now, and especially at our school. I just thought it was important. I thought it was important to teach it. You know, I thought I might get some flack about it, which eventually I did, but I did get to teach it for 7 years. And I think, you know, it was a transformative book for a lot of kids.
The reason so few teachers dare introduce the work to their students, says Nagowski, is a single word that appears throughout the book.
Some people, just because of the N-word in it, they just throw up, you know, the wall and, oh, I'm not even going to read that. You know, like I mentioned in the book, the lady who basically stopped me from, oh, I can't believe you're doing it. Well, I've never read it, but how stupid. You know, how stupid. I mean, you know, and I understand, you know, it's an explosive word. I hate it. I don't let it happen in my classroom. If I hear it in the hallway, I stop kids from saying it. But, you know, we certainly didn't just jump right into it. We spent 2 days talking about the word.
It's a controversy that Nagowski points out is relatively recent and concerns a term that is not all that unknown to his students in a more modern context.
When the book came out, nobody said a word about it. I mean, not a single word was even uttered about the N-word until the 50s and 60s. Not a word. Just shows you now, you know, in hip-hop songs, you know, you hear it all the time. And they don't have a problem with that.
And Huck Finn is more than just that one word, insists Nagowski. Twain used Huck's tale to condemn the racism of his own day, a revolutionary move at the time. The African-American character Jim, who's escaping slavery, is shown as the story's bravest and most noble person when he sets aside his own self-interest to aid Tom Sawyer, even though Sawyer has treated Jim in dismissive fashion.
A doctor comes to try to take care of Tom. Tom is delirious. He can't do it himself. He needs help. And who comes out of the wood but Jim? Knowing this is going to put him right back into slavery again, all the things that he worked to get to be free, and his humanity takes over. And it's a touching scene.
A scene and a story that Nagowski says deeply resonated with his students in totally positive ways.
Some of the things the kid said, you know, Huck's the brother I never had. If you're Mark Twain, I mean, you gotta go, wow, that's amazing. Some of the kids, some of their writing, I mean, it just lifted their writing to a completely different level because they were so engaged with the book.
But while Nagowski says his students were appreciative, it was some of the adults who took issue with the book and especially its language.
You know, it's such an important book. It took such courage to write it. I just wanted to share that with the kids. And fortunately, you know, I had administration that was okay with it. I remember one of the principals said, well, some of the kids are uncomfortable with it. And she said, so? She said, do you think they're going to go out into the world and not be uncomfortable sometimes about the way they're treated? And I said, that's exactly my point.
So Nagowski has written his own book, documenting and explaining his use of Huck Finn as a potent learning tool in the hopes other educators might follow his example.
I think so many teachers are afraid. And there's parents that complain and school boards that don't get it.
For his part, Nagowski says despite the opposition, mostly born of misunderstanding, he hopes to persist in making Mark Twain's great American masterwork an integral part of his teaching.
You know, here's an old white teacher teaching at a black school, a controversial book, but an important book, and one that I wish more people would give an opportunity to.
So if you haven't picked up Twain's crackling good tale in a while, now might be a good time to renew that acquaintance. And if you'd like to check out Nagowski's Teaching Huckleberry Finn, Why and How to Present the Controversial Classic in the High School Classroom, it's available on Amazon. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.